AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has plans for Gaza. Send the Palestinians elsewhere while the U.S. takes ownership to clear it out and redevelop it. At a White House news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he was asked if he'd send U.S. troops.
We'll do what is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that. We're going to take over that piece. We're going to develop it, create thousands and thousands of jobs. And it'll be something that the entire Middle East can be very proud of. But everybody feels that continuing the same process that's gone on forever, over and over again, and then it starts, and then the killing starts, and all of the other problems start, and you end up in the same place, and we don't want to see that happen.
Netanyahu praised Trump.
You see things others refuse to see. You say things others refuse to say. And on after the jaws drop, people scratch their heads, and they say, you know, he's right.
Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry issued a sharply worded reaction, noting their call for an independent Palestinian state is firm, steadfast, and unwavering. In other news, a U.S. official says the first military flight deporting migrants to Guantanamo Bay has landed in Cuba. Meantime, El Salvador's offered to take U.S. deportees of any nationality, including violent American criminals.
There are obviously legalities involved.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
It's an incredible offer, and an unprecedented one.
The Trump administration's placing USAID direct hire staffers on leave worldwide. The remains of all 67 victims of the mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and a passenger jet near Washington's Reagan National Airport have now been recovered from the Potomac River. Crews still removing debris. The NTSB says it's examining new data that could put the helicopter above its 200-foot flight ceiling. Yet a mass shooting in Sweden has left about 10 people, including the gunman, dead. This is AP News. A classic violin up for auction this week could become the most expensive musical instrument ever sold. Julie Walker has the story.
That's classical violinist Stefan Jakiv performing the Bronze Violin Concerto on a Stradivarius from 1714 that's being auctioned by Sotheby's. Mary Claudia Jimenez says they expect it to break records.
The estimate on the violin is $12 to $18 million.
So what makes this Stradivarius so special?
This violin was owned by Joseph Joachim, arguably the most famous and most notable violinist of the 19th century. It was owned by him for more than 50 years, and then it was owned by a number of other important violinists, and then was gifted to the New England Conservatory, which is now going to sell it for student scholarships.
Joachim is a graduate of the school. The Sotheby's auction is February 7th. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.